Blog Talk Radio.
May the work I've done speak for me. May the work I've done speak for me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends don't understand, may the work I've done speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. Oh, when the best I try to live, my mistakes he will forgive. May the life I live speak for me. Now the work I've done seems so small. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But listen, when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done.
I
did not appreciate my blessing. I complained that I had no shoes, but then I saw a man who had no feet to use, and I'm blessed,
blessed,
better than blessed.
Better than blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got no mind to complain at any time. For God has mixed my clouds. He's mixed my clouds with his bright sunshine. Oh, this is a rough and rocky road I'm on. I know I can't take my and I know I'm blessed. Oh, better than blessed.
Better than blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got God the Father above me. And I've got his Son, Jesus Christ, walking beside me. You see, I've got the Holy Spirit within me.
Just take them back for a moment. Is it all right if I take you back to the church where Crab family used to go? Now we didn't go to one of those that was real real quiet, and I guess you could tell that, couldn't you? But we used to love our salvation. We had a great time when we went to church. So give me that key. And this is kind of how we do it. We'd start off by singing a little something like this when we walk in. Well, can't nobody do me like Jesus can do me. Can't nobody do me like my Lord. Because he's my very best friend. Y'all okay? Because then we'd go something like this. Well, can't nobody
do me like you.
No, can't nobody, church,
do me like you.
Good morning.
It'd be
Brother Nutty running the board this morning, and sorry for just playing them songs this morning, but that's what I had this morning. I just felt like playing it this morning. I got my brother Reverend Henry on here, and I'm going to let him have it. I'm going to step back out of the way.
Good Lord. Good morning. Praise the Lord. We have another beautiful morning this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God this morning for another day. He has blessed us. Oh, praise the Lord to be in this lane. Be on this side. He taking it. Has so beautifully blessed us. We lay down hoping and expecting to see this day. We're so thankful that God made it a reality. For this, we're thankful. I'm so glad there can't nobody do me like Jesus, anybody. Do me like the Lord. Just for a moment this morning. I want to look at faith this morning. Praise the Lord. Faith. To hold you long, but thank God for this morning. He blessed us. We thank God for him being in attendance with us. We thank God. And we pray, Father God in heaven, for we come with thanksgiving on our hearts. Thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful, Father God, that you allowed us to see this day. We lay down in faith last night, hoping and expecting to see this day. But God, you made it a reality. We said thank you. Oh, Father God, you've given us life, health, and strength. Father God, we said thank you. You've given us a strength to see this day. Behold such a beautiful creation. Oh, Father, you had your loving arms of protection around us for all night long. Father God, did you bless us to witness another beautiful day in you. So we said thank you, Father. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Giving us continue to this day our daily bread, Father. We pray for the Father God, for we want to lift up our brother, Barnabas Smith, Father, bless his surgery today, Father. Oh, Father God, the surgery, God, the surgeon hands, Father God, and oh, we ask for you to heal him, Father, through this surgeon, bless him, and even bless his recovery, bless his family, oh, bless his wife, his daughter, all loved ones and friends, in Jesus' name. And we thank you in advance for what you have done, what you have already done, what you're doing right now. We thank you what you're going to do. It is in Jesus' name we ask, God. Bless this God's plan, our. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11th chapter, Hebrews, starting with the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Praise the Lord. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. But see, faith always has been the mark of God's servants from the beginning of the world, where the principle is planted by the regenerating spirit of God. Oh, praise the Lord. It will cause the truth to be perceived. See, we have faith. I believe, was reminded of when God gave me this. When you have faith, you remind him of itself. For it took faith when he started this whole thing. Oh, hallelujah. He took nothing. He took nothing but just himself and his faith and spoke these worlds into being. He said, let there be light, and it was. Thank you, Jesus. Faith made this so important. It's the, you're hoping for a substance that's not seen. It's evident even in our situation. Oh, Father God, we can't look at the situation that we're in. Sometimes the situation is dim and it don't give any positive results. But faith, when you trust and believe and hope for something, you bring it into being by your faith, by your hope. Hallelujah. And you don't look at the substance that you have, the things that you may have to work with. You have to go on faith. But by it, the elders, they obtain a good report. Through this faith, we understand, like I said, that God framed this thing by his word. Praise the Lord. The things that he took nothing, took things that wasn't, and just made it, and made them appear, and made them come forth. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Praise the Lord. By this faith, praise the Lord, by this faith concerning justification by the suffering and merits of Christ, and the same things that are the object of our hope, or the object of our faith, praise the Lord. It is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all he has promised to us in Christ because of faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. Oh, hallelujah. Even by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Oh, Lord. He was not found, but God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. Please, God. How many of us that should be all of our goal through our life, that we have this one testimony that we please the Lord. We please the Lord. We please God. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters but our pleasing God. And that's where it alive. Thank you. But see, Enoch, he was translated. He walked with God so close. He walked with God so much. He cannot see there, but he was not sound. Because God translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased with God. Verse 6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. We can't even move unless we have faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 6. Say that again. But Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, without hallelujah, without this faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, without your belief, without your trust, without your hope, you can't please the Lord. Without taking him at his word, you cannot please the Lord. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is omnipotent, that he is all-knowing, that he is almighty, that he is just what you need him to be. He is. And also that he is a rewarder. Tells us here in the scripture, he is a rewarder that did that diligently seeking, diligently trusting, diligently depend on him, diligently want to know what God feels about situation. Oh, praise the Lord. There, follow some illustration, example of faith. The Old Testament, Abel brought forth sacrifice of atonement from the firstlings of the flock, acknowledging himself a sinner who deserved to die, and only hoping for mercy through the great sacrifice. Cain, proud rage and impotence against accepted worshiper of God, led to the awful effects the same principles had produced in every age. Oh, Lord, the cruel persecution and even murder of believers. By faith, Abel, being dead, yet speaketh. Praise the Lord. Abel being dead, yet speaketh. He left an instructive and speaking example. Enoch was translated and removed that he should not sit down. Praise the Lord. God took him into heaven, as Christ will do for his saints. We shall be alive at his second coming. We cannot come to God unless we believe that he is. What he has revealed himself to be in the spirit of those who would find God must seek him with all their heart. Noah's faith influenced his patience. It moved him to prepare it. The ark, his faith, thank you, Jesus, his faith, the unbelief of others, and his obedience, oh, thank you, Jesus, condemned their contempt and rebellion. God's example either converts sinners or condemns them. Thank you, Jesus. God, hallelujah, see, you must have this faith. Oh, hallelujah. You must have this, regardless of what it looks like. You must have faith in God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Thank you, Lord. One day. And that's why we have to be used to the end season and out of season. Though it was not time for the fig. Hallelujah. God expect to be there. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instant in season, out of season. Oh, and this was to the to the Jewish church. Hallelujah. Showing them an example. Showing them, hallelujah. Showing the disciples something. Just speak a word in faith. Hallelujah. Oh, things will start to change. You either get right or you dry up. This shows us how believers being warned of God to flee from the wrath to come or moved with fear. Take refuge in Christ and become heirs of this righteousness of faith. For it is impossible, verse 6 would tell us. Believe, hallelujah, when you come to God. You got to please him through this faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a rewarder of them when you seek him. Oh, hallelujah. But still, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things that not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark, as I told you. Oh, hallelujah. To the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. Praise the Lord. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance. Oh, hallelujah, obeyed. And he went out, and knowing whether he went, oh, by faith, he sojourned in the land promised and is in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, is with him the same promise, for he looked, praise the Lord, for a city which has foundation, the builder and maker is God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We often are called to leave worldly interests, to form the heirs of Abraham's faith. We shall obey and go forth, though not knowing what may befall us. Not knowing, hallelujah, not knowing many times. We've been whispered to you many times that you've been encouraged to just have faith. No matter the obstacle, just believe and depend on God. Just keep on your hand in his hand. You shall be found in the way of duty, looking for the performance of God's promise. See, you see, Abraham's trials, faith was that he simply and fully obeyed the call of God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11, through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God, know this. God is faithful. You see, Sarah. Oh, hallelujah. She had strength to conceive, but it was through faith. Through faith and was delivered, because she was delivered of a child because of faith. Faith spoke it. Faith performed it. Hallelujah. God's spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith performed it. Sarah was blessed. Oh, hallelujah. And witness. Hallelujah. God's unfailing faith. Hallelujah. Because he judged him faithful. Hallelujah. Because she depended on him. See? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who had promised, bring there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky is multiplied, as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. They all died in faith, and having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Many times may feel like we're strangers in this barren land, pilgrims. But see, this is not a home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We hope that in our hearts that we will make it to the city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. These are examples of faith. These are These are, oh, hallelujah, blessings to live by faith. Thank you, Jesus, by our faith. Oh, hallelujah, by our faith. By our faith. And faith without works. See, when you have enough faith, it'll make you do something about it. God will put that faith in. It starts in the heart. Hallelujah. Believe. Hallelujah. Believe. And faith will cause you to do some works. Faith will cause you to do some actions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what I have for today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faith. Praise the Lord. Right now, you can push that one button. Hallelujah. You can see. You can add to the lesson. Or you can just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ain't it beautiful? Beautiful today. Praise the Lord. We'll just read while we're waiting on brothers in that faith. We'll read how God has blessed us with these beautiful golden nuggets, as we call it. Praise the Lord. She sends in today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Linger in my presence a while. Oh, hallelujah. You read in your impulses to plunge into the in today's activities. Beginning your day alone with me is essential preparation success. Hallelujah. I hear you. Only I know what will happen to you this day. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. I have arranged the events you will encounter as you go along your way. Praise the Lord. If you are not actually equipped for the journey, you will weary and lose heart. Relax with me while I'm ready you for action. Relax, he said. Relax with me while I ready you for action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Zechariah 2:13. Be still before the Lord, O mankind, because he has rouse himself from holy dwelling. Oh, praise the Lord. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Oh, praise the Lord. Hebrews 12:3. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will grow weary and lose heart. Consider him. Oh, hallelujah. So you will not grow weary. Hallelujah. And lose heart. Consider God. Lean on God. Oh, hallelujah. Lean on the everlasting. Praise the Lord. Praise the shadowed. Shadow, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalms 27:1. Got a lot of good leader. Under the protecting shadow of God's wing, the little shadows of life lose their terror. I'll read for you that again. It says, under the protecting shadow of God's wing, the little shadows of life lose their terror. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful today. Don't touch the fence. Don't touch the fence. It says God's warning. God's warnings are to protect us, not to punish us. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God's warnings are to protect us, not to punish us. It says, don't touch the fence. When God In other words, when God, through his Holy Spirit, he talks to us, he guides us. Sometimes he guides us through dreams. Sometimes he guides us through visions. Sometimes he guides us through loved ones or through friends that may speak. God may speak through them to us, and gives us warnings. The warnings, praise the Lord. Maybe God is warning you today about something, some sin, oh Lord, some sin in your life. Thank you, Jesus. If so, be encouraged that it proof of his compassion for us. He sees what ahead and want us to avoid problems that will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jeremiah 18, Lord sent word to them again and again because he had pity on his people. Hallelujah. God warns us. God want us to remain faithful, want us to remain holy, and the adversary want our destruction. He desires, Luke will tell you, it will tell you that he desires to sift us like wheat. But Jesus, the conversation with the Father, and said, I pray that our faith would not fail. Hallelujah. And when we have converted, when have been strengthened, when brother Nutty, the strong being, my brother, infirmity of the weak, and you help someone that they don't fall, you see someone going astray, you pray for them, we help them, we encourage them, hallelujah, that they can come back to the fold, hallelujah, come on back where on this side where you can be up under the wings of God and grace, mercy and truth and abide within your heart. It will keep you from falling. It will help you in your way. The praying patience. Our troubles can fill our prayers with love and empathy for others. Our trouble can fill our prayers with love and empathy for others. Hallelujah. Time is good to pray for others. Time is good to, hallelujah, be concerned on others. Hallelujah. Troubles are one thing about troubles. Troubles, faith counsel out trouble. Faith, hallelujah. Faith in God. Hallelujah. Build a bridge over troubled waters. You can walk on that faith. Hallelujah. Though still water they run deep, oh hallelujah. But God, faith in God will carry you over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, today. Oh, thank you, Martha, for these beautiful nuggets, the praying patience, and don't touch the fence and shadowed as you all who gave us. Hallelujah. Beautiful today. Gave us of herself, hallelujah, inspired things on her heart to sit in. We thank God for all these blessings on today. Thank God for allowing us to have this faith in him that we too may be added to those that trust in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody want prayer today, you can push the one button. Anybody want to tell God thank you, you can push the one button. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Throw with myself, thank you, Lord. Your blessings on today. Thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. Thank you, Jesus, to just come together. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got a hand up there, brother Aaron. Hold on just a second.
Thank you, Lord.
The board fell out.
Good morning.
There we go. Brother D, you open?
Amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What another blessed day. Giving honor to God as always, who is truly at the head of my life. Don't even want to think about what I would even dream about trying to be without it, real. I'm just sitting here listening to the word. And real said, if anyone wanted prayer, I just want to tell God, thank you, hit the one button. It's funny how we find ourselves, being men of God, we find ourselves always praying for someone else. And I hear Eric say it quite often. He said, we need prayer too. This is one of the mornings that, this is one of those mornings, where, you know how sometimes the old devil just get busy and he not busy in one area. He just gets busy. It's like he just rubbing his hand on you and you want him to just leave you alone. So, Brother D, I was looking at, before I want Rebel to whisper a prayer for me this morning, I just need to pray for more strength. You know, just I pray myself for other people. I pray for myself, but sometimes you just want someone to pray for you. You know, and this is one of those mornings Brother D is asking for prayer because he just need more strength. I thank the Lord for what he brought me from. He's truly brought me from a mighty long way. You know, my auntie did a Tuesday service, and there was something she spoke on that just would not leave me. I can't seem to get it out of my mind. And it was the book of Genesis. It's the 24th chapter in the book of Genesis. It's not puzzling me, but it's showing me love. I can't get past it, real. It's verse 14 and verse 15. The first sentence of both verses. And I'm going to read those out loud, and I want Rep to pray for me. Verse 14 says, and let it come to pass. First sentence. Verse 15 says, and it came to pass. So I said it because God just that able. He just that able. So I want Rep to whisper a prayer this morning in the name of Brother D, that whatever he needs, whatever is ailing him, whatever Satan is trying to do in his life, that the Lord will do what we know he do, that's block it and get it out of here. Because I know my God is too powerful for Satan to rest, rule, and abide in this house. There's just no room for him in this house. In the name of Jesus. But I truly thank the Lord for giving us another week of service. Praying that I'm on Monday, those that have been attending will come back and bring someone with them. I know Brother D is the Lord's will, and that's life in the body. I'll be here. That's all Brother D wanted to say this morning, man. Just
thank
one of those
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad. You say it's one of those mornings. Oh, hallelujah. But when we are, when we put ourselves, hallelujah, in a situation or in a place, it reminds me of just as a child that's learning to walk. And sometimes when they learn to walk, when they try to fall, they'll look up to their parents. Or if they come weary and walk, and they look up to their parents or someone that is walking, and they'll reach up to them. They'll reach up to their hand. They'll stretch their hands upward. Hallelujah. And whomever that's higher than them, they'll reach up to them. And then those, whether it be parent, mother, daddy, sister, brother, will pick them up and take them in their arms. Hallelujah. Same as what God does. And we come weary along the way, but when troubles befall us, or when the adversary tries to, oh, how buffet us, how God, when we stretch our hands to God and know how to help, we know God will lift us up. He'll lift us up. He'll hold us in his arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as that, just as thank you, Jesus. Thank you, just as the scripture that we just read, examples of how God will do us, how examples of how God will take care. Examples, but we must have this faith.
Yeah.
The child had enough faith that if they were stretched, they hands up, they'll be picked up, they'll be lifted up. And Genesis 24 and 14, and let it come to pass. Hallelujah. Verse 15,
yeah.
And it came to pass. So you know, when you spoke, it, Brother D, that you wanted strength. Hallelujah. God already started to work on that strength.
Yes.
God had already started to encourage your heart. God had already started to put things on your mind of what he has done before. He'll do it again. You have once been weary before, and God has given strength. He'll do it again. ask. Hallelujah. Ask, and he will give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No.
Hallelujah. Praise God this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. This is Sister Yolanda. I just want to give God glory and thanks this morning for allowing me to once again to be with you guys on this last Friday of the month, and just thanking you for the word that went forth this morning, and for all of those that are on the line for whatever the reason may be for the word, for the strength, or God may have just directed you. But I just want to thank him this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and pray, if that's okay with everybody.
No.
Hello.
Go ahead. You got the flow.
Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God this morning. We just thank you, Father God. We thank you for being a mighty God in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, your people are before your throne, and we are humbled, Lord God, with our heads bowed down, Lord. We are at your feet, Lord God, for we are not even worthy to look at your face, Lord God. Lord God, and we want more than just your hand. We want everything that you have to give to us, Lord God. Lord, first and foremost, as the word went forth, the enemy will attack us at all corners and all areas, Lord God. So first and foremost, we are coming before you, asking you for forgiveness for any place or any time that we have communed with the enemy or the devil, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for sinful thoughts. Forgive us for sinful deeds. Lord God, forgive us for those things that were sinful that we didn't even know of, Lord God. Lord God, we're just asking that you wash us and refresh us, wash us new, Lord God, and make us pure, Lord God, so that when we stand before you, that, Lord God, we are righteous in our requests and our exaltation, Lord God. Lord God, your word tells us that you can only hear the words or the prayers of the righteous. So right now, Lord God, we are asking that you make us righteous. Lord God, we just thank you for being God in our lives. We thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up in all things, Lord God. We give you praise. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every person under the sound of my voice and every person connected to them, Lord God. Lord God, we even thank you for every situation this past week that caused us to stop and think and call upon you, Lord God. Lord God, no matter what the enemy had intended for, he intended it for evil, Lord God, but we want to use it for your good, Lord God. Lord God, we don't know what lesson or what we were supposed to glean from whatever happened in our lives, Lord God, but we thank you in advance for the growth. We thank you for the lesson, Lord God. We thank you for whatever you allowed to happen to teach us to be stronger, to be wiser, to know you better, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you bless this ministry, Lord God, that was birthed out of you. Lord God, we know not, for your word tells us that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and the heavens are from the earth, Lord God. So we know not what the reasons are as to why you placed us here this day, this moment, this second, Lord God. But, Lord God, we just exalt you and we thank you. Lord God, we consider it a privilege to serve you, Lord God. Lord God, it is not a task. We do not look at it as something that we begrudgingly do, Lord God, but we wake up with a glad heart and a smile on our face each time you allow us to wake up and serve you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the breath in our body. We thank you for you keeping us throughout the night, Lord God, for there were some that have gone on, Lord God. Lord God, but you saw fit for us to see another day, Lord God, and so we thank you. We thank you as we grow and we move in what you have called us to do, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around each and every person, Lord God, that is connected and that's in this ministry, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen them spiritually. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen them physically, for in their physical body, they can run physically and they can touch other souls and they can speak and they can show them the goodness of you, Lord God. And we ask that in the spiritual realm, Lord God, that you strengthen us, that we not remain babes in Christ, that we begin to have maturity in you, Lord God. Lord God, that we walk according to the plan that you have assigned to us, Lord God, that we're not still nursing on milk, Lord God, that but we were eating solid food and that we're going forth as disciples, Lord God. Lord God, let each and every person be what you have called them to be. Let them be an example. Let them be a light that shines in the darkness, Lord God. Lord God, let somebody see them. Let them do a deed. Let there be something in them that changes somebody's heart to know that you are God and that without you we are nothing, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen each and every person on this line, Lord God, especially those that put out the request for strength, Lord God. Lord God, strengthen them physically and strengthen them spiritually and strengthen them mentally, Lord God. Lord God, we live in an age and time, Lord God, where it can wear upon our minds, Lord God. We can begin to think that you are not God, but Lord God, we know nothing in the heavens and the earth happens without you, Lord God. So Lord God, everything that's going on, the pandemic, the lack of jobs, the hunger, everything that is happening, Lord God, it is because of you. And we know that at the end of this, there is a lesson in these tests, Lord God. So, Lord God, strengthen us even more as we walk this walk, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you touch each and every person in their household, Lord God. Lord God, let there not be any lack in their households, Lord God. Lord God, in a time where the world and man tells us that there shall be shortage of food, there shall be shortages of gas, there shall be shortages, period, Lord God. Lord God, we decree and declare that all of those on the sound of my voice shall not experience any lack, Lord God. They shall not experience any shortages, Lord God. Lord God, I decree and declare that you put a hedge of protection around their houses, around their families, around their friends, around everywhere their feet touch, Lord God. I ask that you prosper them, Lord God. Lord God, in the midst of darkness, I ask that you give them a light and that someone knows that there is a God that can do all things in the middle of everything, Lord God. Lord God, I just glorify you. I thank you for the ministers that bring the word, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you renew and refresh them, that you pour a new anointing upon their heads, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you, that they only hear your voice, that they keep their ears to your voice, Lord God, and no other, not even a stranger, will they follow, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that their word does not fall on shallow ground and that it's not falling on dead ground, Lord God. But Lord God, I pray that the ground that is falling upon is very nourished and that it is fertilized, Lord God, and that a seed is put in the ground, Lord God, and that it takes root and that a new plant grows within each and every one of us that hears the word, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the growth. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for the women and men of God, Lord God, that goes forth weekly and daily with your word, Lord God. Lord God, again, I thank you because it is not a task, but it is a privilege to serve you and to be amongst the numbers, Lord God, that you have called, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen those that were not on the line that had the desire to be here or wanted to be here, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you bless them, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you work on their situations, that it not be a problem or an issue for them to get on the line to hear the word, to give the word, and go forth with the word, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for the connection, Lord God. Even though we may not have seen each other in the physical, Lord God, in the spiritual, Lord God, we are brothers and sisters, Lord God. So, Lord God, I ask that we stay connected, Lord God, and that the goal always be you in the center of everything that we do, Lord God. Lord God, you are strong and mighty. You are God of all gods, Lord God. There is no one or nothing before you or after you, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for being your disciples. We thank you for being your servants, Lord God. We thank you for every person under the sound of my voice and their connections, Lord God. So it is in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night with that door on, 'cause I know I said I looked up and said, Lord, you got to fix
You gotta fix it. You just gotta fix it for me. I know you will. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all.